Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast or YouTube feed. Of course, it's 94 WIP. Check it out there. We'll be live 6A to 6P. As we are every Monday to Friday, but particularly today on this Friday after a nightmare in Philadelphia sports last night. That was, we lived a nightmare together last night. I'm going to, for the purpose of this episode, I'm just going to let the Eagles be. I don't know what the hell's going on with them. I mean, they look like trash. I can't say I'm fully surprised because when you are outgained in the first five, six games of a season and have fewer first downs every time, there's something wrong. You're not that great of a football team. The Eagles are clearly not a great football team right now. They have major, major, major issues to clean up before we start acting as if the Super Bowl and the playoffs are a foregone conclusion. All right, now I'll get back to them. We'll do a lot on them in the coming weeks and next week. But I got to start with the Phillies here, and I have to talk about the Phillies on this episode because last night was as tough of a way to lose, as tough as a way to go down as you will ever see in the postseason. I feel for Ryan Kirkering. I really do. That is an all-time MLB blunder. It is an all-time bonehead, mental mistake way to lose a playoff game and lose a series. And I hope for his sake it doesn't live with him forever. Unfortunately, we've seen this stuff in sports that tends to follow you forever. It's just the way it goes. And he's going to have to really be mentally strong to get through it. I don't pin it all on him. He had a terrible moment. But the Phillies lost the series because they didn't do enough things well. And they made too many mistakes in every area. And yesterday they fought. And this wasn't about fight. You know, this isn't that they didn't roll over and die. They just went up against a great baseball team and they weren't quite great enough in every single area. They played some good defense, but also made some mistakes. They had some good at-bats, but also didn't generate enough runs. They had some great innings from their arms, but also really at some point started to run out of arms and run out of a good enough of them. And I thought the cascading effect of not having Wheeler started to show as the series went on. You need all your horses. You need as many horses as you could have in the postseason. But now the question is, where do the Phillies go from here? Now what? They're baseball's oldest team. They have been knocking on the door for years with this group. There is impending free agency for Kyle Schwarber. And if you heard him yesterday, he sounded dejected. He sounded like a guy that knew his future could be somewhere else. There is the free agency of JT Realmuto, who is still a high-level player and a good catcher. But, you know, we understand, and anyone who understands the game realizes the diminishing returns of a catcher as years go on. And how much can they pay him? How much can they expect out of him? You know, I think there's probably a place that JT could come back, and the Phillies have to ask less of him as time goes on and expect less of him, which is usually when you sign a player, you're excited and you're excited for what the future holds. But you sign an aging catcher and you're just hoping that you get some approximation of what he used to be. And then, of course, there's Ranger Suarez, who, you know, at times during each season, you're like, ah, it's probably time to say goodbye, right? You know, we got pitchers in the pipeline. He has to stay healthy all the time. How will he look as he ages into his 30s? And then you watch him in the postseason, and you're like, wait a second, the last 100 years, this guy has the fourth best ERA of any pitcher in October that's pitched at least 40 innings. And the other names on that list are Rivera, and they're Koufax, and they're Strasburg. And how do you just let that guy walk out of your building that's been a Philly his whole life? So there's major question marks to come with the Phillies. They are an old team. They have a window here that feels like it's slamming shut on them, despite the fact they played excellent baseball in the regular season and won the NL East again. It's a very tricky offseason because there's enough money coming off the books that Phillies could reimagine this. There's enough talent in the pipeline that looks to be close to the major leagues between Crawford and Painter and Miller that the Phillies can reimagine a lot of their baseball team between their rotation, their infield, their outfield. It's a lot. It's basically every area of their team they could reimagine if they choose to. They could run it back. And then, of course, there's the specter of the manager, Rob Thompson, who I thought yesterday had one moment I disagreed with. I wouldn't have walked Ohtani. I mean, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment. It's Shohei Ohtani. He's the best player in baseball. But just based on how he had been hitting in this series, how his swing decisions did not look right, and how there was an open base to give Duran a little bit more feel and a little bit more wiggle room, I would not have walked him. I would have let Duran pitch to Ohtani, because once you walk him and you load the bases, you give Duran no margin for error against a great pitcher and a great hitter in Mookie Betts. I mean, that's why I said before the series, I'm not walking Shohei Ohtani to get to Mookie Betts. And in a crucible moment, the Phillies walked Shohei Ohtani to get to Mookie Betts. And he didn't make him pay with a grand slam. He didn't make him pay with a double down the line, but he made him pay with an RBI. I mean, that's as good as any of those, right? Because that got the Dodgers to a tie game. So the Topper decision is going to be difficult. My gut tells me Topper is not going to be here, and the Phillies are going to make a change there. That's going to be the change. It's just when you start to have the same ending year after year after year, you have to change something, because otherwise everyone feels the weight of it. You need something to change the status quo, and the Phillies could change the status quo in multiple areas. The easiest and first one, I believe could be the manager seat. And you know, there's plenty of times in baseball is similar to hockey, basketball, in that, you know, the impact of a coach or manager is felt when they are truly great ones. The impact is felt in the beginning of a new manager. There's an energy, there's a newness, there's a sense of new life to a team. Think about what Topper gave the Phillies in 2022. And it's not really so much strategic. I don't think Topper is, you know, particularly great strategically. He's also not a disaster. He does enough good things. He makes forward-thinking plans. I think he's had good moments. He really has to help the Phillies over the last 4 years. But at some point, enough is enough. And at some point, you need a new voice. And I think teams just go through that. And it doesn't mean the person you moved off of is bad. It often isn't. I go back to in 2016, the Red Sox had won 96 games. They had 90, maybe not 93, but they were in the playoffs with well over 90 wins. Back-to-back years, and they went out in the division series. And Dave Dombrowski came in and moved off of John Farrell to bring in Alex Cora. And the Red Sox in 2018, of course, won the World Series and were the best team in baseball that season. And it doesn't mean John Farrell was a bad manager. In fact, John Farrell won the World Series with a 2000 2013 Red Sox. He was a World Series winning manager with the Boston Red Sox. But Dave Dombrowski thought it was time for a different voice. And it's the same Dave Dombrowski here who could potentially think it's time for a different voice.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
So, you know, you have the specter of these free agents, you have the specter of Topper, and then you have how we feel about this team. And I wake up this morning with in a different headspace than I was. You know, in 2022, I was proud of that baseball team for getting to where they got to in Game 6 of the World Series. In 2023, I was like jaw on the ground because they choked. Like, I can't believe they just choked this away. They had the Arizona Diamondbacks, a mediocre baseball team, on the ropes, at home, Game 6 and 7. And on the other side, the Texas Rangers had taken care of the Houston Astros for you. They had taken out the team that you couldn't beat the year before. They had taken out the team that had been, you know, the great team of this era. And they were gone. It was only the Texas Rangers that stood between the Phillies and a World Series title. And, of course, those Arizona Diamondbacks. And that year, I was floored that they choked it away. Because I had looked at that team in the postseason up to that point for what they did in 22 and then what they were doing in 23 as, you know, a matter of time until they were champions. And then you go to last year, and I was annoyed. I was annoyed at myself for not seeing the fall that they had during the regular season and not taking it seriously enough and not believing what my eyes were telling me, which was they were free falling. And I was annoyed at them because they went out like chumps. They let the Mets poke them and push them and knock them over, and they didn't fight back. And in this series, I've had moments of great frustration with Rob Thomson, but I don't come in here today angry at the Phillies. I come in here just beaten, like emotionally beaten, because I know where this is headed, and I know you only get so many cracks at this. And I know this group has had a ton of success, but every time we do this, their chances to win a championship diminish significantly. They don't go down by 5. They don't go down by 1%. They go down by more than that. Every year, they're getting older. Every year, more of these guys become free agents. Every year, there's diminishing returns on Bryce Harper and the player he still is. And now their best pitcher, Zach Wheeler, is coming off a major surgery to where we don't know if he's going to be that guy again. Aaron Nola had a 6 ERA this year. You know, that team that started in 22 and brought joy, baseball joy, back to the city, it feels like a close but no cigar era. It feels like one we're going to remember and say, man, they were fun. They gave us some good moments. And they had a championship feel to them, but they weren't a championship team. And for it to end the way it did last night, for it to end that way, I wasn't mad at Ryan Kirkering. I'm not. When we cracked the mics at 10 a.m. on WIP, I'm not going to destroy Ryan Kirkering. I mean, he made an all-time bad play.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's not the reason the Phillies lost the series. They lost the series because they didn't hit. They lost the series because their top of the order did not do enough over the course of four games. They had one game. That was game number three. They were awesome, but not enough. It's just not enough. They lost because their defense at times clearly wasn't good enough. They lost because the manager wasn't good enough. They lost because the bracket put them up against a juggernaut in the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lost because that's the cruelty of a short series. And they lost because in every era, there are these teams. And you never, it's not a bad thing to be one of these teams. It's not, you know, it's way better to be one of these teams that I'm about to describe than it is to be the Rockies. We know that, or the Pirates. Like, the Phillies are relevant. They gave us a lot of joy. They've been a fun baseball team for years now. But there's also every era in every sport has these teams. The bridesmaid, but never the bride. There's almost something intrinsically similar about all these teams to where you squint, they could be the dynasty. If you squint, they could be the team that wins multiple championships. If you squint, they could be the team of the era. If you just like alternate reality, different universe, just twist around the what happened versus what could have happened. But it never happens for them. You know, in baseball, I think back to the late 90s, the Seattle Mariners with those teams with Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez and Randy Johnson, the Cleveland Indians. Great team. And the Phillies, in a way, remind me of them a little bit. So many great baseball players, guys that, you know, when their careers ended, you know, Hall of Fame consideration between, you know, Roberto Alomar, who's a Hall of Famer, Manny Ramirez, who would be a Hall of Famer, Jim Thome, who's a Hall of Famer, Manny would be if it wasn't for everything else. But so many big-time players. Kenny Lofton, who probably should have been got more consideration for the Hall of Fame. Yet, no cigar. You know, of course, in the NFL, the Eagles of the 2000s, Hughes teams, Donovan's teams, Ike's teams, that's them. Very close, but they couldn't finish it. The Phoenix Suns of the 90s, the New York Knicks of the 90s, teams that Michael Jordan's Bulls got in the way of. And, you know, you think, let's keep taking cracks at this. And that's true. And sometimes those teams do break through, but sometimes they don't. Every era has them. The Houston Rockets with Maury and James Harden. Every era has them. And every time we go through this, every time there's a heartbreak, every time, you know, as my kids get older and I'm waking them up, getting out of bed to see the moment in game number two with the Castellanos stubble, I'm thinking we're going to have a moment as the Phillies are going to walk it off and win and tie the series at one. You have the bunt gone bad. Every time you think the script is going to flip, the script stays the same. That's what this Phillies era has been. Changes are coming. And it's just sad to watch. Man, tough morning. We'll talk through it on WIP. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.